Welcome back. We are so happy to welcome back to the program after a bit of a hiatus, Quincy Choral Society in person. Artistic Director Sarah Labrie, past President Cindy Fidua are here. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you
so much for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you both here. And what an honor in person at the same time.
Finally, yes.
This is great.
Yeah.
Quincy Choral Society, as I mentioned before, is kind of, Sarah, in the middle of its concert season right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've already had a couple of performances.
We did. We had a performance with the Quincy Symphony Orchestra in September, which of course would have been out at the Quincy Adams Common, but got moved indoors due to rain. So we had a wonderful performance at Quincy High School. Yeah. And then we had our performance of Handel's Messiah in December.
Yes.
With some welcoming some alumni from Eastern Nazarene College, which was a great celebration with them, and it was a fantastic concert series.
Yeah.
Yes, and now we're working on our third performance of the year.
Yes, it's the annual Pops Concert. Food, Glorious Food is the theme. But before we talk about that, give us a little history of the society, if you could.
Sure. So Quincy Choral Society was founded in 1981.
Wow.
Yeah.
And has gone through, I believe, four directors.
Yes.
So this is my sixth season with the choir, and it's performed everything from masterworks, Handel, Bach, Mozart, to these annual Pops concerts covering everything from jazz to Broadway to modern music, and it's great to have a place where people can sing all different types of music equally well.
So how many members of the society are there?
I would say about 100 right now.
Yeah. Either side, depending on the particular concert. And for Messiah, we had over 100 people, right? Mm-hmm. We had at maybe just 100 at that time.
Is that right?
And, then for March, we'll probably be in the 80s of how many people. Yeah.
Okay. Is there room for more?
Of course,
always,
always,
always room.
Okay, how does one become a member of the Quincy Choral Society?
Come on down.
Okay, yeah.
Typically through the website, you can make your request known, and then I'll get back to you as to our location and time of rehearsals.
Oh, does that change, Cindy?
It's always Monday evenings, 7:30 to 9:30 at East Congregational Church. 610 Adams Street, Milton.
Okay, just over the border.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
Very good.
But they've been hosting us for years and years and years.
Is that right?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And who can become a member of the Quincy Choral Society?
Pretty much anybody who would like to sing.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no auditions or tryouts? You just come and sing?
Yeah, really? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we've been trying to market both on our Facebook and website that the first rehearsal or two for each concert set is an open rehearsal. So if you'd like to come down and sort of see what we're all about, test out the music, give it a try, that you're welcome to do that, and there's no commitment right away. But we find that most people who come to that first rehearsal stay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just because the music is great, but the community of the choir is infectious.
Yeah.
It's always happy and welcoming of all people.
Which leads me to ask, for instance, Cindy, how did you get involved and how long have you been involved?
I was asked by a friend in our church choir, and she asked, why don't you come and sing with us at Quincy Choral? And it was, okay, I'll try. And we were auditioning at that time, and I auditioned with John Nichols.
Yes.
And they used, I didn't know it, but they had partners to help you audition.
Ah.
And I went in and didn't have anybody to audition.
Oh, is that right?
You want to sing by yourself? I do that all the time. So it ended up, I was accepted, thank you. And he says, you're going to be an alto. And, okay. Which I'm not usually, but that's okay. And that was 2013.
A few
Sing
years
in the
ago?
Green.
Oh, okay.
Sing in the Green was our March concert. That was my first concert.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've been
ever since.
Yeah. And has it been, how's the experience been for you?
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Tremendous. There's nights where we come in on a Monday night and you think, I just want to stay home.
Sure.
And then you
especially go. Especially in the winter,
right? Exactly. Yeah. And I want to just stay home. But once you get there and you see everybody and you start talking and you start singing, it takes a good 45 minutes to an hour to settle down once I get
home. Is that right?
Because I'm so hyped up.
Had such a great time. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. How about yourself, Sarah? How did you get involved with the society?
Oh, goodness. So about 7 years ago, during a performance of the Brahms Requiem.
We were sitting together.
The previous, we sat right next to each other.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
The previous director, Joshua, brought in a few professional singers to join the choir for that performance. So I got brought in actually as a singer initially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which you do professionally, by the way.
I do.
Yes, we should mention.
And so I came and I sang the Brahms. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. And the following year, Joshua knew he was going to need to step away from the position and reached out to a few choir director friends and said, hey, we're looking for an interim director. It would be roughly November to May. We need someone to do a couple of concerts. Who's free on Monday nights? And I said, me!
You drew the sharp straw, yeah.
I would love to do that. Yeah. And so this was fall of 2019.
Okay, so and 6 years, like you're saying.
Yeah, six seasons. I can't believe it. And we came in and we were preparing for the March concert. Would have been the weekend of March 20th, 2020.
That was canceled last minute.
So we had our final rehearsal Monday night. We said, see you Saturday, and then we never saw each other Saturday.
Right, yeah.
So I thought, oh my goodness, I'm never going to see them again. Right. That was it.
It was a very uncertain time, yeah.
And I was over the moon.
Yeah, when she was interim a conductor. Mm-hmm. So when we walked away for COVID, when she didn't know that we were actively searching for a replacement.
A permanent replacement, yeah.
Yes, okay. For the director.
Yes.
And in doing, we went through so many interviews, and then everybody the board of directors just said, let's just hire Sarah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we know who.
Over the moon.
That's great. It's a great story. Yeah. And it's obvious you're passionate about it. You know, we should let folks know that the past half hour, you two have been sitting out in the kitchen here just laughing up a storm.
Oh,
so
always.
Camaraderie is obvious.
Yes.
And the passion for the music is obvious as well. Yeah. Do you need any specific, like you mentioned, you're an alto, Cindy.
Yeah.
Do you need specific parts?
Tenors.
Tenors. You need tenors.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could always use more tenors.
Okay. All right.
Or basses. And our age group goes from young 20s on up to a
92.
Is that right?
92.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We've got two 92-year-olds, the matriarch and patriarch.
Super.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. So just come
and
to
everything
rehearsal.
In between.
Check out the websites. Follow you on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Et cetera,
absolutely.
Et cetera. All right. Let's talk about the annual Pops concert. It's food. Glorious food.
Yes.
And it is coming
Come
up.
Hungry.
Sunday, March 16th at Quincy Catholic Academy up in North Quincy. Mm-hmm. So tell me about this. I'd heard of this. There's a food theme to a choral concert. So what is this all about?
Yeah, it's unique. And when I was first sort of hitting the drawing board with what to program for the season, we knew we were going to be doing Handel's Messiah in December.
Yep.
And we traditionally do a masterwork concert in May. So I thought, let's flip it a little bit. And then the question is always, what's the theme for March going to be this year? It's always something interesting.
Okay.
And in thinking about the Quincy 400 celebrations and how we celebrate community within the choir and how we reach out to the greater community, one of my thoughts was, how can we team up with the local food bank?
Oh, okay.
And give back to the community as the community.
I see.
And so I thought, I wonder if we could do a food-themed concert. And I thought, how many songs can I think of that have food as a theme?
Oh, I see. Okay.
And sure enough, the list just grew and grew and grew. And I said, we could absolutely do a food-themed concert.
Really? Okay.
And it's been such a blast. You know, music that you might not otherwise find in a choral concert.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So I was thinking you were going to have actual food at the concert.
Ironically, no.
Singing about food.
No. The hope is that both the choral society members and the audience members were asking to perhaps bring a can of food, bring some kind of non-perishable that we will then bring to the Interfaith Social Services in Quincy for the food bank.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's also an auction as part of this? Is that
yes.
It's our annual fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
And we have the whole Quincy Choral, Quincy Catholic Academy is the whole surrounding of the auditorium is filled with gift baskets in to be a silent auction.
Oh, okay.
And we do very well with that.
Yes.
It's a major fundraiser for us.
Okay. Can you talk about maybe some of the items that'll be auctioned?
No.
No. maybe one?
Oh, I can talk about our favorite item to auction.
Yes, every year. Yes, okay. Please.
The big ticket item is the opportunity to conduct the choir singing the Hallelujah Chorus at the end of the concert.
At the very end of the concert.
Oh, okay. That's fun. Okay.
And it's a wonderful auction item. And boy, we've had all sorts of conductors. Cindy conducted at some point,
okay.
But I think it's because your daughter.
Yes, she bid on the opportunity to conduct.
Yes,
and actually Joshua was still there, and the two of them had their heads together, discussing. And at this point, you make it loud and soft, and then she said into the microphone, "Actually, this is for my mother." And he says, "What?" And so everybody started applauding, and I did.
Oh, how nice.
Actually, the two of us together.
She
and I together.
Nice.
Fabulous.
Nice. It was a lot of fun.
Moment of pride, I'm sure.
Oh, it was, yes.
For you, yeah. Is she a member of the society?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, you never know.
No, she's out in California right now.
Oh.
So, no, that's not going to happen.
Long commute, yeah.
Okay. But it's a fundraiser for the Choral Society, right?
Yes.
You're a nonprofit, 501c3.
Yes, we are.
C3, mm-hmm. So, I know the membership dues is very nominal. I think it's $25 for the year or something.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you need some kind of support as well.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
To
yeah.
get things moving throughout the year, right?
Yeah.
So this is Sunday, March 16th, 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Do folks need tickets beforehand?
You should,
yes.
Because it's a definite sellout.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you can contact one of the choir members or through the website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we will have, I'm thinking if there was another opportunity, but right now those are the two.
Okay. All right. Very good. And so, Sarah, give us a little taste of some of the songs that we'll hear during the concert. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's such an eclectic mix.
Is it?
It's everything from classics like Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, Andrew's Sisters.
Yeah.
We're doing a wonderful piece by Irving Fine, a great American choral composer, called The Lobster Quadrille. which is about a dance of undersea creatures from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, fun, okay.
A little bit of everything. There's a piece called Ooh Barbecue in a Zydeco style.
Wow.
John Rutter's?
Yes, John Rutter's Banquet Fugue.
Yes.
Who knew?
I know, I said to the poor choir, I said, I bet you didn't think I could possibly fit a fugue into this concert, but here we are.
Okay.
It's from a wonderful piece that John Rutter wrote for a children's opera to get children more involved in wanting to go see opera. A work called The Reluctant Dragon.
Oh, interesting. Okay. How long is the concert? Just roughly?
It's, I would say, somewhere between 90 minutes, 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And a break in between? Or
yes. We'll have an intermission in between that's slightly extended so that people can walk around and bid on the auction items.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's an important part of it, right?
Yes, it is.
We'll open the doors nice and early.
Okay. any instrumentation at all with this?
We will.
Yes.
We're going to have some└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================````==================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================└================================================================� bass, perhaps a little banjo.
Fun.
Depending on the needs of the song.
Okay. And we really should mention your accompanist that has been with you for such a long time,
Gingy
Grimes. Yeah.
Oh.
In addition to working with the public schools here in Quincy.
Yes, she does.
She's worked with the society for over 30 years?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes.
She's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Grace. We affectionately call her our one-woman orchestra. and she really can do it all. She's amazing.
Yeah, that's great. And then you're not done after that.
No.
In
then
May,
quick switch gears.
Yes, I Hear America Singing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is Sunday, May 11th, 4 p.m. at St. Mary of the Hills Church in Milton.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So I Hear America Singing was a theme based around all the Quincy 400 celebrations.
Okay.
So it's all pieces by great American choral composers. From everyone all the way back to William Billings, who was the first composer born on American soil from colonists who came to America.
Interesting. Okay.
And he famously had New England singing schools. It's a really amazing history. You can look back at writings from preachers from early colonial America who said, surely their singing must be summoning the devil because people didn't know how to sing.
Really?
So they'd sing in masses, and they brought this guy in, William Billings, and he'd go from town to town teaching everybody how to sing, how to read music.
First, I never heard of this.
Composed all sorts of books full of mostly church repertoire,
sure.
But then wrote a book of music called For the Psalm Singer's Enjoyment,
okay.
Which was the first sort of music for fun book that had ever been written in the United States.
Interesting.
It's fabulous music, so everything from that to a brand new commission.
A new piece, yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about Melissa Dunphy's piece.
Yeah, so Dr. Melissa Dunphy is residing currently in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And has been an amazing, prolific American choral composer for the last maybe decade or so. She's a young woman. Mm-hmm. And I initially stumbled across her because she had written a lot of choral pieces setting the text of Abigail Adams.
Ah.
I thought, what a perfect person to commission a brand new piece for Quincy Choral Society on this momentous occasion of Quincy's 400th.
Yes, I know you mentioned, maybe not in this publication, but in other publications, it's rare to have a living choral composer. Is that right, Cindy?
Yeah, that's very right.
Most of
that's
them
very
passed.
True, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Why is that? Is choral music just something that a lot of folks don't write recently, or?
That would be, it's a Sarah answer, because just...
There are so many amazing, amazing living choral composers.
Okay.
And actually, across the choir community, we've seen a great shift towards programming the music of living composers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which is just fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's great, especially in Quincy, that we get to program a balance of both new works, well-performed works by living composers, as well as the stuff by Bach and Mozart and Handel.
Of course, yes.
Right. Yeah, stuff from the canon.
Sure. So do you know, will Melissa be able to attend this concert?
Oh, that would be wonderful. I'm not sure if she's free.
Okay.
Yeah, but we should get the piece any day. We haven't
seen it yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Okay.
So exciting.
I know Cindy's anxious to start rehearsing it.
Absolutely.
Well, to think that it was written for Quincy Choral Society is just... That's so exciting.
Yes.
That is so exciting.
Yeah.
So I just, can I touch it yet?
Well, right.
I want to get my hands on it, but we have to wait yet.
Yeah.
And with the commission, we'll have an engraving on the top of the score.
Yes.
That will say to Quincy Choral Society on the occasion of Quincy's 400th.
Very nice.
We'll list that name so that even if this piece makes it to other choirs across the U.S., across the world, they'll see our name on top.
Sure. Nice. How nice is
that? It's just an exciting thing.
Nice feather in your caps. Yes.
Absolutely.
So this will conclude your concert season for this current season.
Yes.
And then you'll start up again in the fall. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll have to have you back then.
Yes.
Oh, please.
I did want to ask, with Eastern Nazarene College now going away, will the Messiah relocate, if you will, or will it live on?
Actually, the hope is that we'll continue performing it at the Wollaston Church of the Nazarene.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Which is separate from the school.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. We had a wonderful time working with the folks at the church.
Yes.
They were so good to us, we hope that we were just as good to them.
Right.
And it's important that we, I think, keep that concert a part of the community in its original location.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very popular.
Absolutely.
Folks look forward to it, I know.
Yeah.
Thank you both. It's been a lot of fun.
I wish you
success in your upcoming performances.
Thank you.
And in the new season as well. We'll have you back before then, though.
Fantastic. Thank you.
That
would
be awesome. And make sure you come.
Thank you. I will definitely put it on my calendar.
Thank you.
Thanks again.